Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Trust your day was excellent yesterday. Welcome to episode 28. We're midway through the working week and our focus today is on Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. I should mention here that success is not about the money or fame, although they may be part of your success story. But for us as Christians, success is the courageous accomplishing of the revealed will of God to us, by obeying, which results in the doing of his word. Remember Joshua 1:8? Back to our scripture. I'll read it from the Amplified Classic Version. It says, "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, or roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass." Today's title is Divine Desires. Psalm 37 verses 4 and 5 encourage believers to find joy and satisfaction in our relationship with God. By enjoying or having a soft spot for the Lord, always being happy about him, or may I say, be super excited about him and entrusting our ways to him, we can trust that he will give and even make for us, if it doesn't yet exist, the desires of our hearts. Or like the Amplified expands it, that the secret petitions of our hearts, that's what we pray for, that we may never even have shared with anyone else. What are the key takeaways from these two verses? Enjoying the Lord, meaning success can only be found in finding joy and satisfaction in God himself rather than in our physical accomplishments, and being committed to God by entrusting our plans and desires to God, we demonstrate our faith and reliance on him. Trust in God's provision. God promises to take care of the desires of those who are excited about him and surrender their ways to him, demonstrating his faithfulness and provision. Here's a story I'd like to share with you. It's about Judge Mueller, a Christian evangelist and the founder of orphanages in Bristol, England, in the 19th century. His life exemplifies the principles that we find in Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. Judge Mueller faced significant challenges throughout his life, including financial struggles and personal trials. But he had a deep faith in God's provision and a commitment to prayer, despite some not soliciting donations or revealing his needs to others. Mueller trusted in God to provide for the orphans under his care. One remarkable example of God's provision in Mueller's life occurred during a time of dire need. One morning, when there was no food left in the orphanage for breakfast, Mueller gathered the children for prayer. As they prayed, a baker knocked on the door, offering them fresh bread. Shortly after, a milkman arrived, whose cart had broken down just outside the orphanage, providing them with fresh milk. Mueller often shared these stories to demonstrate God's faithfulness and provision. Mueller's faith and reliance on God's provision led to the establishment of multiple orphanages where thousands of children received care education, and spiritual guidance. Mueller's story serves as a powerful testament to the principles of delighting in the Lord and trusting in His provision. His unwavering faith and commitment to prayer demonstrate the transformative power of surrendering one's desires to God and trusting in His divine provision for success. There are three principles that we can draw out from these two verses. One, delighting in the Lord. Two, commitment to God. And third, trust in God's provision. To sum up, Psalm 37 verse 4 and verse 5 remind us that true success is found in pleasing the Lord, committing our plans to Him, and trusting in His provision. By giving importance to our relationship with God and living our desires with Him, we can experience His faithfulness and see our dreams fulfilled. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I enjoy serving the Lord and depend on Him for all my plans. I trust in His provision and faithfulness. With joy in my heart and confidence in His promises, I embrace the fulfillment of my desires according to His will. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.